Broadcasting from the Princeton Orthopedic Associates Studios in the home of the Zach Gelb Show. This is Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. WNJE Trenton, Philadelphia.
You're listening to Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Let's head out to Winbury's on Palmer Square in Princeton. It's time for the Mitch Henderson Show. Here's your host, Derek Jones.
Good evening and welcome from Winbury Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton. Derek Jones with you on the Mitch Henderson Show as we take an inside look at Princeton University Tigers basketball. And an interesting week and an interesting run for the Tigers right now that we'll get to. The Tigers have lost four games in a row, and we'll recap the last weekend, a Harvard-Dartmouth trip in which the Tigers struggled to get going. They lost both games, and that has put them in a precarious spot in the Ivy League race. But we'll talk about that and a whole lot more here from Winbury's Restaurant and Bar on 920 AM, The Jersey, Fox Sports Radio. Well, things started for the Tigers last weekend in Cambridge, Massachusetts, a 66-51 loss for the Tigers as they fell behind late to the Harvard Crimson in a game where Harvard utilized a 22-3 run to turn things around in their favor, and as a result, they were able to eventually grab the win against the Princeton Tigers. And in that second half, the Tigers really struggled shooting the rock, and eventually they were able to get a mini run together, but in the end, Harvard just a bit too much for them, and that was actually kind of foretelling to the remainder of the weekend, because from that point on, Harvard would end up beating Penn and knocking Penn from the unranks or the unbeaten ranks in the Ivy League. Penn now with a mark of 7-1 after the loss to Harvard. So Harvard sweeping the weekend, and that sets a part of the stage here for what's to come here for the Tigers coming into this coming weekend, which we'll get to in a moment. But when you look at one night later, the Tigers fall 72-56 to the Dartmouth Big Green. And in that contest, again, it was a game where the Tigers in the first half had a lead, and you could see both teams were playing a tight game in the sense that neither could get an established control of the game for a considerable period of time, but eventually it was the Big Green who trailed by one at the half, 26-25 to the Tigers, and then from there it was a big run put together by the Big Green in the second half as they eventually subdued a Tigers team that, again, played better from the standpoint of execution in some regards from the night before against Harvard, but the points were tough to come by for the second night in a row. And despite Dartmouth's previously winless record in the Ivy League, 0-7 in the Ancient Eight before the game on Saturday, it was a game where their defense did a nice job against the Tigers, and Princeton just could not find the traction for the second time in a row. So the Tigers held to 51 on Friday, 56 on Saturday. The 51 points on Friday, the season low for the Tigers, 56 one night later in the 70-56 loss to Dartmouth. And you look at how things shake out now for the Tigers. They've lost four games in a row in the Ivy League, and, you know, I think it's easy when you take a look at a streak like that, it's easy to say, well, Princeton is in trouble, but I don't think that's the case here as we get set for a big weekend of Ivy League basketball, because if you look at how this league has played out, a lot of these games have been very close. You look at the number of teams, number of wins by home teams this year, 24-8 are the home teams in Ivy League play thus far, and that is one of the more impressive numbers in the nation. When you take a look at the other conferences throughout college basketball, that's number one in terms of percentage of games won by the home team. The games have been close, they've been competitive, but that does not mean it can't flip the other way. So we'll see what the Tigers have in store here coming up this weekend against Cornell and Columbia. A note on the game against Cornell, it will be an 8 p.m. start time against the Big Red in Ithaca, New York, as the Tigers see former friend Brian Earle, former Tiger Brian Earle, for the second time this season. And then from there, it should be a run for the Tigers where they'll see Columbia one night later at 7 p.m. on Saturday night. When you take a look at the Ivy League standings as a result of last weekend's play, Penn with a 7-1 mark, tied with Harvard now atop the Ivy League. And here's where things get very interesting. Yale and Brown each tied for third at 4-4. And then Princeton, Columbia, and Cornell are tied at 3-5. And certainly, getting back to the point I made it just a second ago, when you look at how this could potentially shake out, there's not really a need from a panic perspective if you look at this coming weekend for the Tigers from this regard. If the Tigers win four of their last six at least, they should be in pretty good shape as far as getting into the Ivy League tournament goes. And you're heading into a weekend where you're playing the two teams that you beat soundly at Jadwin Gymnasium, and then you welcome Harvard and Dartmouth in. You close out with Yale and Brown. So I think things could be looking up for the Tigers, but they are in desperate need of a win. We will take a quick break here in just a moment. When we come back, we will hear from the head coach of the Princeton Tigers, Mitch Henderson, as we break down the matchup coming up this weekend. The New York swing for the Tigers. It's Cornell and Columbia getting things going here this weekend. We'll have more right here on the Mitch Henderson Show, courtesy of Fox Sports Radio 920 The Jersey. Stay tuned. More headed your way right after this.
Together, we're beating cancer, unlocking the mysteries of the brain, changing the way healthcare is provided, delivered, and imagined. Welcome to RWJ Barnabas Health, New Jersey's most comprehensive healthcare system, serving millions of people throughout New Jersey. So when it comes to your health and wellness, you're never alone. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbhinfo.org.
Nice try, Mother Nature. Rain? Sleet? Snow? Uh-uh. Rookie moves. It's game day, and I'm not some fair weather fan. Give me all you got. Nothing stands between me and my team.
The 2017 Nissan Rogue. Available with intelligent all-wheel drive for the not-so-fair weather fans. Take on today. Nissan, proud partner of college athletics.
Tiger fans, be sure to catch all the action as Princeton men's basketball takes on Harvard Friday, February 23rd at 7 and Dartmouth Saturday, February 24th at 6. The first 500 fans in the door Friday night receive a free t-shirt. On Saturday, stop by the free bounce house and face painter. For tickets and more information, visit goprincetontigers.com/tickets or call 609-258-4TIX.
Shaq here. Nobody likes traffic stops, but if there's a stop, we all want it to be easy, smooth, and safe. Safe Stop is designed to provide education about your rights and knowing the law. If you're stopped by the police, things like staying calm and following the officer's instructions will make it a safe stop. Know your rights. Know the law. Visit SafeStopNJ.com to learn more.
Go to SafeStopNJ.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
And now more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Welcome back to Winberry's Restaurant and Bar here in downtown Princeton. Derek Jones with you as a part of the Mitch Henderson Show. And we will hear from the head coach of the Princeton Tigers in just a minute. We've been having a great time being guests here at Winberry's Restaurant and Bar this season, located across from the university in Palmer Square. Winberry's has been a Princeton favorite for more than 30 years. Whether it's lunch, dinner, happy hour, their late night menu, or Sunday brunch, you'll find a good reason to become a regular here. Check them out online at princeton.winberrys.com. Let's welcome in the head coach of the Princeton Tigers now, Mitch Henderson. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great, Derek, and glad to be here at Winberry's.
Yes, always a great time here. We're here each and every Tuesday night throughout the 2018 Ivy League campaign for the Tigers. And as we take a look back at last weekend, You always know that Harvard and Dartmouth, that particular trip is a challenge, and unfortunately for the Tigers, it was a tough one with a couple of losses. Let's start with the game last Friday night against the Crimson. Just that big run they were able to put together there in the first half, and they were able to ride that out.
Well, we had you hit the nail on the head. We had I think we're up 17-13 or 17-14. And it was from that point on, you know, I think we went into halftime 35-20 or 21. We had almost a 9-minute stretch without what we would consider to be like great Princeton basketball possessions. So, you know, we were disappointed going into the Saturday game, but not so much where it would affect, you know, what I would have thought it would have affected us. But, you know, as you mentioned, tough weekend for us, but we're kind of on the other end of it at this point, being a Tuesday. But each possession has to matter so much, and that's where I think we have a full week of practice and where we've really been focusing all of our efforts.
And you look at really how that first half of the Harvard game played out, the 12 turnovers, so uncharacteristic of the Tigers. Some of those were unforced errors. And then in the second half, you're able to clean most of that up.
Yeah, you know, I don't think you can be successful on the road with 12 turnovers for the game, let alone for the first half. And I think we might have had two or three in the second half, but it was too late. And you put yourself in such a jam being down that big in the first half at a place like Harvard where they overplay. There's tons of pressure. You have to value the ball, and the importance of valuing the ball can be conveyed in practice. You know, hey, you know, didn't you see or don't you know that, like, hey, the ball's valuable. I tell the guys all the time it's got your name on it, and they kind of joke about it. But, you know, it's not until you have, unfortunately, a weekend like the one we just had that and the seniors, unfortunately, know about this. But the rest of the guys, they haven't been through this yet, that you understand that, you know, hey, maybe these things are a really big deal. And, you know, we're learning. We're learning right now. And the only thing we can do is not feel sorry for ourselves. And whatever what we're talking about happened on a Saturday night, can't feel sorry about it.
You and I talked before the game on Saturday night about Dartmouth and talking about how, you know, this was a team that was 0-7 in the league, but the results in the games they had played in so far, not even close to being a team that you would associate with that type of record, and they played well on Saturday.
I thought they played terrific. And the night before, they shot 24% from the field or some number like that, and they were really every single shot. And I thought we were, you know, we had a nice high contested hand down the stretch. Every single shot went in. And, you know, when you're on it, you make your own luck. You're there. You're making a difference in the game. And when you're losing or when you're not on it, those shots tend to go in. So, again, like, I'm very much in the present right now, right? Like, this is Tuesday, so, you know, how do we change it? How do you get over the hump? That's the question you ask yourself, and then you go play. You got to press on. You got to do it, right? And I think that the team, you know, we were a little stunned, and we've been sliding, but there's certainly a lot of basketball left, and I think and today is modern Ivy League. You know, there's a lot of tournament. There's a lot of basketball left because of the tournament. So it's anybody's league at this point to get to that tournament.
Yeah, and there's no question. There's a log jam, and with the loss by Penn, who knows how closely everyone will be packed in by the end of this, but especially when you look at three on. You mentioned looking at now, you know, you're in a situation where you don't necessarily control things totally, other than, you know, if you win games and take care of business there, you might need some help in other spots. You mentioned staying in the present. How do you get the team to lock in that regard? Because sometimes it's just human nature to just remember the negative stuff that just happened.
Yeah, it's an excellent point. And overcoming human nature, or just acknowledging that human nature might be this, which is to think about the results, to be pressing, to look at the whole process and say, oh my gosh, if you're looking at the schedule, which I haven't even looked at, we then evaluate ourselves based on something that's not even us. Or you say, all right, well, how can we be as good as we can possibly be on this possession right today in practice, in love practice, and You know, because this is what we've been doing here forever, and it's worked. Let's keep doing that, and then the results will come. But if I don't think any of our guys, asked the guys after the game with Dartmouth, do you guys feel like you've been playing your very best? And there isn't a single guy that nodded their head. And so, okay, well, you shouldn't expect to win. You shouldn't expect to see results. And we've had a couple tough losses. But for the most part, we've been beaten. And you take that and you go back to work. That's what it is. Like, where's the resiliency, the persistence? You know, again, I say it again, the pressing on. And I think that, Derek, it'll come down to our ability to just concentrate on each possession. Now, it sounds a little hokey, but I really think that's what it is. And then you get your, we can win. We can beat anybody. You get that back. Right. There's a swagger to that and some moxie, which that'll come once we get some wins.
This weekend, you see two teams you played earlier this season at Jadwin, and the Tigers were very successful in those two games. How do you kind of replicate those performances if you can? Because those were amazing efforts earlier on this season.
Yeah, so we watched a little bit of the highlights from the first game. We were quick to tell the guys, like, hey, totally different game. You know, we'd be playing Cornell, and Brian was shaking our hands after the game, and he had some funny things to say to all of our guys, Brian Earl. And I said to the guys after the game, like, you won't see that same Cornell team the second time you play. Same thing with Columbia. And they know that. And now we're in a much different position. And so are they. Actually, we're all three teams are in the same spot in terms of the standings. So now we're at their gym, and it didn't go well for them. And not only do you have the added motivation of the tournament, but you have the added motivation of having played poorly against Princeton the first time. So, you know, I was just saying to Amir and Will, what an opportunity for us. Like, you know, your back's up against the wall a little bit. Find out what you're really made of.
It's going to be an interesting challenge for the Tigers. You have a little bit of a later start, an 8 p.m. start time on Friday night. But you look at the Tigers and their ability to handle this New York swing well over the years. It can be a challenge, but the Tigers have seemed to be ready for the challenge most years.
Yeah, you're right. When I got here, Kit Miller, a great Princeton basketball player, said, you know, that Cornell trip was always difficult for us. And, you know, I had forgotten because I hadn't been away. I had been away for a little while, but he's right. And, you know, but it really is about the road mentality, like life on the road, right? Like, so if you're on the road, you sleep just a little bit differently. The focus has to be sort of super finite. You've got to be able to say that, like, okay, this is really important and we're going to really focus in. And then you've got to play. So just play, right? There's have room to make some mistakes, play. I'm excited. This is what I think. Nobody wants to be here. But I think that the lesson that you learn is when you're in these situations, you play. You go play, like, as hard as you can. This is so good. I mean, I really think this is what it's all about.
We'll talk a lot more about the Cornell-Columbia weekend coming up in just a few moments. And we'll welcome in Amir Bell and Will Gladson to the program in just a few moments. This is the Mitch Henderson Show right here on Fox Sports Radio, 920 AM, New Jersey. More headed your way right after this.
Need a charter bus for school trips, concerts, sporting events, or more? Call Suburban Transit, a Coach USA company. It's the official bus company of Princeton University Athletics and has offered the finest charter bus service available with safety, luxury, and reliability for over 50 years. New state-of-the-art buses will make your trip relaxing and enjoyable, so don't delay. To charter a bus, call Suburban Transit today, 800-222-0492, or visit online at suburbantransit.com. Suburban Transit, driven with pride.
Hi, I'm Noah from Clean Eats Meal Prep, a company dedicated to providing you with delicious and healthy meals, perfectly portioned and delivered right to your door. Ready to enjoy for lunch at the office, dinner at home, or anywhere you like. Our menu of great tasting, nutritionist approved meals contains only the freshest and highest quality ingredients. Our meals aren't just the kind you want to eat. Our meals are also the kind that you know you should eat. Don't take my word for it. Place your order now at cleaneatsmealprep.com and see for yourself why everybody's going crazy for Clean Eats.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You are in the middle of the ocean on a raft, finding coverage options that fit your budget. As you listen to the ebb and flow of the tide, your budget, the ebb, our coverage, the flow. Why tetherball isn't considered a real sport? Unknown.
Be at one with your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Visit progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're on the couch watching the game, and your friend hands you an ice-cold bottle of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. This is a big moment. That's the sound you love. And that new and improved taste? Yeah, that's the refreshing, delicious, real Coca-Cola taste that you just can't get enough of. All this with zero sugar and zero calories. Perfection. And then, touchdown! Refresh your game day with the new and improved taste of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. Taste the feeling.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast. Or your money back.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
It's the Mitch Henderson Show right back here at Winbury's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton. I'm Derek Jones, joined by the head coach of the Princeton Tigers, Mitch Henderson, and we are also joined right now by Amir Bell and Will Gladson. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
And for Amir, welcome back.
Yeah, it's good to be back for my second time.
Seasoned broadcasting veteran at this point. Well, we were talking about this coming weekend and obviously last weekend as well. Gentlemen, what were your takeaways from last weekend, the Harvard-Dartmouth trip, and how do you find a way to kind of turn things around here moving forward?
Yeah, I think you have to look at last weekend. You know, you have to learn from the games, but, you know, also at the same time put in the pass. It's important. You know, we weren't very sharp last weekend. You know, we struggled defensively and on the offensive end. But during this coming weekend practice, you know, just work every day to get better and just continue to concentrate on ourselves. And, you know, at the same time put those games in the pass and know that this upcoming weekend is a huge opportunity for us and we'll need to play great.
Well, the opportunity for you to really get back in the swing of things here, the second half of the season, what's it been like for you getting back out there on the floor?
It's been great. You know, sitting out the first half of the season is tough. It's always tough being injured, but being able to watch these guys and kind of look at the way we play from afar, I think, has helped me, you know, kind of see things when I'm in there, slow the game down in my head a little bit. It's been great. You know, this last weekend, like Coach said earlier, you know, it's every possession has to matter so much, and I think we're getting back to that in practice this week, so I'm really looking forward to this upcoming weekend.
Coach, he's been a key part of the offense and getting guys in the right places, distributing the ball, moving the offense. What's it been like to have him back in the mix here the second half of the season?
Yeah, you know, Will mentioned it, you know, early in the fall, we were having practices, and Miles kind of came up. He's like, when's Will coming back? You know? So we're really happy to have Will amongst, you know, the guys on the court. And what he said was true. It's difficult, you know, to sit there and watch, but it does give you some perspective of, okay, you know, what I would have done here. And then what you're also forced to do is to be encouraging to your teammates. So I think that's really helped them. Now he's in the mix, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so now he's got to play meaningful minutes and – he came onto the court today. You know, he's in class all day, and as soon as he comes on the court, his head coach grabs him and says, hey, Will, come over here with me. I want to show you some clips. And we watch through some stuff. But what Will and what Amir do every day is they take coaching, they apply it to what they're doing, and then they've got to play. And I'll say this to anybody that's willing to listen. I love where they are, but as long as they're there to acknowledge that we can get better and that our goal is to be our best, we have a really good chance.
Will, for you, you're a guy who can – you're a versatile player. You can do a little bit of everything. You can knock down three-pointers, play some defense as well. Pete Miller, when you had a chance to play with him, what did you learn from watching Pete, and how did you apply that to your game?
Well, I think now I learned, you know, just how hard hedging really is. I mean, you know, last year – Pete was in there a lot of the times, and you kind of take for granted, you know, the things that he was doing. But being able to watch Pete, and, you know, we went after each other every day last year, and we had some good battles. And so I'm just really trying to be, like, trying to grow up a little quicker, be a little bit more of a senior at the center spot, slow things down, and be more of an anchor on the defensive end.
Amir, what's it like having him back out on the floor and you guys kind of getting whole here as you get ready for the stretch drive?
Oh, it's great having Will back. He was great with his voice, even when he was out, always encouraging us, pushing us to be better. And having him back on the court, you know, he helps space the floor on offense. We could throw it to him down the low block. So he's very versatile on that end. And then on defense, just him, as we're talking about hedging and just talking, you know, being the back line. So that's been great for us.
Amir, one of the things that Noah Savage and I talk about a lot, we love when you drive to the hole because it seems like teams really have a hard time stopping that. When did you develop that move, that spin and drive to the basket?
I don't know. I've been doing the spin move for a while now. When I was younger, I was always, you know, going to the rim. So it's just something I've always had like a knack to be able to get to the basket. But I'm, you know, trying to pick my spots and here and there.
Coach, when he is locked in offensively with that drive to the basket, he's a very difficult player to defend in particular.
Yeah, you know, I said to Amir yesterday, and I'm continuing to say it to him, that I think that, you know, anybody that kind of allows Amir to – he has a very talented ability to get to the basket, but he also is a really good shooter. And when we work on stuff on offense, he's drilling shots from behind the arc and you know, I want to encourage him to be that. And, you know, so there hasn't been a single game this season where I didn't feel like he played like a senior. And, you know, it's difficult when you're losing. But he has to act like he's like a three-time Ivy League champ. You have to play like that all the time. Somebody goes underneath the screen, shoot it. And, you know, he'll be fine. I'm not worried about where he is. But as long as what I do think about a lot is how we go about our business as practices. And Amir and Will are the biggest reasons for us having good practices. And I know all the coaches out there that are listening understand what I'm talking about. We have to absolutely love to practice going forward. And if we don't, we're just not going to see that ticking up the way we want.
You know, one of the things we talk about from time to time is the concept of leadership and how important that is. And you as a senior, you're in such a cool opportunity because you see the younger guys like Will and the freshmen coming in. How much do you talk to them about the difficulties of the Ivy League run on a week-to-week basis?
Yeah, I try to stress and continue to stress just how important each game is. You know, each game is a battle, especially in the Ivy League, with the back-to-backs and just knowing how important, as Coach was saying, each possession is and how the game usually comes down to 4 to 5 plays at the end. So, you know, just being really focused on every detail and, you know, hopefully, you know, if you keep pointing at that, then we'll be able to come out with wins.
Well, your three-point shot, who is the best three-point shooter on the team? Would you throw yourself in that hat? Because there are a lot of good ones on the team.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got Aaron and Devin obviously have an unbelievable ability to be able to knock down shots. Miles, you know, has improved over the course of his time here. Amir can drill shots. But when we go best of five from the top of the key, I'm always in the mix. So I think I'd have to throw myself in there.
Coach, the ability to have a big who can stand out there and pop threes, I mean, that gives you some more versatility on offense.
Whenever we've been really good, we've had a center, a real center, and Will's a real five that can make a shot, and he can, and it stretches the defense out. So it's not just, like, I've never been, you know, you and I talk about this on the radio, like, live by the three, die by the three. Like, it's a good shot, take it with confidence. But Will is also understanding, you know, because he got into the Lehigh game and he took a bunch of shots right away that didn't touch the rim. And now he's understanding the pace and timing of shots. And that comes with time. And he's learning. And, you know, I've always felt like Will's an old soul. You know, when he goes home with his family, he goes out to, like, a hunting lodge and he's rolling his eyes at me right now. But, you know, he's okay. Will's okay with the ups and downs. And he understands it. And that's where teams are, and that's where we are right now, right? Not always a straight line. You don't always go all the way up. But, you know, he's as long as he continues to act like an old soul and learn and know that he doesn't have it all figured out, we're going to be in good shape.
He was in a really unique position last year because you have all of this experience as a part of this team, and then Will played a lot last season. What was it about his game that made him a good fit with that experienced group?
It's interesting you bring that up. Right before the Harvard game, I told Will he's been on a honeymoon, you know, like the elevator going all the way to the penthouse. his freshman year, he walks into a situation with a team that had struggled when they were freshmen and they were sophomores, and they had taken those long bus rides home from Harvard and Dartmouth, right, similarly to what we just did, and they decided that wasn't going to happen anymore. And Will walked into a situation where that seemed like the normal, and you can't just recreate it out of thin air. It's the people. So, I expect, and I think we expect as a group to regroup nicely and go in and represent ourselves to the best of our ability. People who've been following us know, you know, I've been getting a lot of extra emails this week on how to coach the team and a lot of input, and that's fine. That's part of the territory. But as I think the main thing is we have to be our best.
And that's obviously one of the challenges with the league this year. Seems like everybody, night in, night out, it's every team is pretty talented. And you go into this weekend facing Cornell and Columbia. What do you expect out of that weekend trip for you guys as you take on two teams that you played relatively well against the first time around?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a challenge. They've changed a lot since the first time we played them, and you know they're very talented teams. They both run offenses similar to us, and they both have personnel. They can really shoot it. So it's definitely a challenge. You know, we're going to have to be really disciplined in our scout and just knowing personnel, but also make little extra effort plays, and that's going to go a long way.
Coach, before we let you get out of here, taking a look at this coming weekend, what are some of the keys here for the Tigers in night one versus night two against a different Columbia team?
Well, you know, I think, and I've said it, but I think that the importance of every possession, in particular the last five minutes of the game, if the game is where it's on the line, we've got to just breathe through that and play as hard as we can and trust each other. I do think you have to make some extra effort plays. Mir just said it. I think that's what it's all about. Like, you know, we have the scout, right? And then you erase all the scout and you say, okay, you got to play as hard as you possibly can. Because it means something when you're telling your teammates a lot when you play as hard as you can. You're telling them, I care about this. And you're also telling your teammates a lot when you don't play as hard as you can. You're saying, I don't know about this. I'm going to figure this out. We're up against the wall. So it's go time, and I think taking care of the ball, getting good shots, and guarding, those things always tend to, you know, make a big difference on the road.
Coach, thanks for joining us once again this week, and best of luck to you this weekend.
Thanks, Derek. Love being here at Winberry's. Thank you.
Absolutely. Amir Bell and Will Gladson will be with us here for the next segment as well, so stay tuned. We'll have more headed your way from Winberry's Restaurant and Bar right here in downtown Princeton on 920 The Jersey, Fox Sports Radio. Stay tuned.
Hey Tiger fans, come out to Jadwin Gymnasium this year and catch Princeton basketball. Group outings are a great way to entertain clients, bond with teammates, and have fun with friends and family. Discounts and exclusive benefits are available for groups as low as 20, and group tickets start at just $5. For more information about group tickets, call 609-258-6631. And for a complete schedule, visit GoPrincetonTigers.com.
Shaq here. Nobody likes traffic stops, but if there's a stop, we all want it to be easy, smooth, and safe. Safe Stop is designed to provide education about your rights and knowing the law. If you're stopped by the police, things like staying calm and following the officer's instructions will make it a safe stop. Know your rights. Know the law. Visit SafeStopNJ.com to learn more.
Go to SafeStopNJ.com.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians, and it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
This is Shaq for Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Since you can't see my awesomeness right now, let me put it to you this way. Gold Bond Men's Lotion makes my skin look like... Turn it up. Without it, your skin's like... Terrible. Again with... Nice. Without it... Lame.
Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Skin strengthening proteins plus 7 intensive moisturizers. Dry skin becomes healthy, good looking.
Man up with Gold Bond.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Back here on the Mitch Henderson Show, Fox Sports Radio 920 The Jersey. When you join us live each Tuesday from 6 until 7 here at Winberry's Restaurant and Bar, Miller Lite and Yuengling drafts are just $2. If you can't join us tonight, there is always lunch or dinner the rest of the week. And don't forget about their Sunday brunch buffet. You'll really enjoy the selection and the chance to keep going back until you're full. You'll find more details at princeton.winberries.com. Derek Jones with you. Special thanks, as always, to the head coach of the Princeton Tigers, Mitch Henderson. We are still joined by Amir Bell and Will Gladson of the Princeton Tigers. And gentlemen, as you take a look here throughout this 2017-18 season, we've seen the progression of the Tigers, the ups and downs. Take me through here, this Ivy League campaign through the first half. What are a couple of things that you take out of that you can hang your hat on here moving forward to half two?
I think that we found, especially last weekend, that we can play through a post, especially going inside with Richmond and myself. That's been good for us for ball movement purposes. Helps us get into an easy flow to the offense where we're not going so much east-west, you know, around the perimeter. Apart from that, I think we've shown in flashes that we have the ability to defend, you know, with the best teams in the league. But then again, we have to be able to string those spurts together to, you know, create a full 40-minute game where we're really dialed in and caring about each possession.
I wanted to follow up with you on that Richmond point. You look at that game last Friday, and the Tigers were scuffling a little bit on offense, and then the both of you seem to get in rhythm on those post moves. He's got to be such a fun guy to watch, and his development in particular, because he's one of those guys where a lot of times good things seem to happen when he's out there on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, Richmond, it's great playing with him in the limited possessions that I get to play with him. But especially watching him, you know, just over the last year, it's incredible to see how much, you know, he's gotten more comfortable, you know, delivering the backdoor passes that he was doing while we were in Hawaii and California. That gave us a big boost. And so, yeah, as of late.
Amir, when you're able to feature the perimeter game, to be able to dump it down low into players like Will and Richmond, that has to give the offense a boost.
Yeah, it's a big help. From the inside out. And go in more, you know, when we're playing inside out, you know, kicks. So that's been a great help. I think as we continue to grow throughout the season, as we continue to do that more, I think it'll be a big help for our team. And, you know, as long as we keep, you know, building up our guys and throwing it into Will and Rich and having confidence in them, the better they'll be.
Amir, this is your final run-through in the Ivy League and your final trip into New York. Any memories for you as far as your favorite Ivy League trips on the road so far?
We've had some great ones. There was Devin's, I think it was 3 straight threes at Columbia. Was it overtime? I don't even know. Incredible. At Harvard last year, you know, the putback by Steve, you know, because the year before we lost them, you know, almost the same exact situation.
Right.
So it's road games are always incredible in league, you know, especially going to, you know, you're traveling up to Ithaca, you're going to Dartmouth, so, and you're getting every team's best shot, so. They've been incredible, and I can't wait for this weekend.
Will, your sophomore season, have you developed any favorite places to play in the Ivy League yet?
I don't think so. home. I like home, playing home. You know, Harvard's new gym, the renovations they did, that was a pretty cool place to play. So, yeah.
Levine Gym in Columbia, that's a pretty unique place because it's the stands are configured a little bit differently than most of the gyms in the Ivy League. Especially, it's a lot different than Jadwin. How is that to shoot in? Is it a difficult gym to shoot in?
I haven't really noticed it personally, but it's a great atmosphere. You know, it's New York City. You know, everyone's kind of right on top of you. The walls, it's almost more like a like you played in high school or something. But, yeah, it's a fun atmosphere to play in, you know, and I think us, the whole team, is looking forward to it.
You get a chance to see Brian Earle again this Friday night. What's it been like playing against him? This is now already time four that you'll oppose Coach Earle.
Yeah, playing Coach Earle is always fun. You know, having him my first 2 years as a coach and, you know, learning from him, you know, just knowing how he thinks and his tendencies, you know. So it's fun, you know, playing me on the court and looking across the sideline and seeing him. And as a competitor, I know he wants to beat us and we want to beat him, so it's a great time.
Now, Will, you did not play under Coach Earle, but did you get a chance to meet him and talk to him much?
I think I met him one time on my official. I had kind of a weird official, and we actually didn't talk too much. I haven't really had much interaction with Coach Earle.
Well, while you mentioned it, what attracted you to Princeton University from the basketball perspective?
You know, I got to watch these guys a little bit when I was in high school, and just how hard they played, and you know, obviously the appeal of Princeton University as far as academics are concerned, but just the prolonged kind of greatness that this basketball program has endured over the years was definitely probably the main attraction.
What have you learned from this guy over here?
What have I learned from him here? Definitely we need to start shooting the ball more open. I think shooting the ball more open and then just caring so much. I mean, if you watch Amir, you know, throughout every game we've played this season, he just does all the little things. He's always the first one there to, you know, help a guy out and, like, on the defensive end, like, get us restarted on offense. So just, you know, really doing everything that you can for the team, I think, is what I've learned most from Amir.
Amir, if there's a piece of wisdom you could impart on guys like Will and some of the other players that will be a part of the program now and in the future, what would that be?
I'd say, you know, value every minute, every game, every practice. I know, like, some days are hard. Like, you get out of class, like, tired, you don't want to go to practice. But it's cliche time, but time really does fly. I feel like I was just walking on the campus for FSI like a couple months ago, and now I'm a senior with a couple games left. So it's just like, you know, every play matters, every minute of practice matters, and just like be grateful for your opportunity because it's only once in a lifetime.
And that's a great point. I mean, you look at the rest of the way here, the next six games, you have the two this weekend in New York, two Harvard-Dartmouth at home. The following weekend, and then you close out with Brown versus Yale, or Brown and Yale in the beginning of March. What are some of the things you need to do here to find your way back to Ivy Madness?
Yeah, I think it's just important for us defensively, you know, getting more focused, more connected. Like Coach was saying, valuing every possession, you know, can't take plays off. Everything matters, and I think that'll go a long way. And then offensively, you know, just finding a flow, playing with more pace, you know, and I think – you know, shots will start falling. We'll start getting more, get to the foul line a little more, and I think things will come together.
Amir, I'll let you get out on this one. The one of the most impressive things about covering you guys is the idea and the concept of not only you having to worry about basketball on a daily basis, but also about class. How easy or difficult has it been for the team and yourself to kind of find that balance between the academics and the hoops?
I think, you know, everyone at Princeton does a great job of, you know, being available and helping you when you need help. And then from the time I got on campus as a freshman, I had great examples in front of me, you know, that taught me how to manage my time, taught me how to get extra time in the gym and how important that was. So it was obviously an adjustment as a freshman, but, you know, just following your teammates' lead and seeing that it's possible was a great help.
Amir Bell and Will Gladson, thank you very much for joining me here this evening.
Thank you for having us.
Yep.
The Mitch Henderson Show continues on right here at Winberry's Restaurant and Bar in just a few moments. We will take a quick break, and when we come back, we will begin to wrap things up here from Winberry's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton. This is the Mitch Henderson Show on Fox Sports Radio 920 AM. The Jersey. Stay tuned.
Over 30 years ago, Princeton alum John W. Rogers Jr. founded Ariel Investments, a money management firm that offers mutual funds and separately managed accounts for individuals and institutional investors. John built his firm on patience, focus, and independent thinking, values he learned at Princeton under the leadership of Hall of Fame coach Pete Carril. Find out how you can benefit from Ariel's patient approach to investing by visiting arielinvestments.com or calling one of their investment specialists at 1-800-29-ARIEL.
The biggest thing to happen to Barbasol since shaving cream is also the only thing to happen to Barbasol since shaving cream. New Barbasol razors. Premium disposable razors with a pivoting head and ultra-thin blades. No wonder it took us nearly a century to develop razors this awesome. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Barbasol.
Find new Barbasol razors now at ShopRite.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are rising further and further into the universe of bundling. Within that universe, you see your home and auto insurance floating together like two opponents on a swing set after a big game, sharing a churro.
Ascend into savings when you bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Need a charter bus for school trips, concerts, sporting events, or more? Call Suburban Transit, a Coach USA company. It's the official bus company of Princeton University Athletics and has offered the finest charter bus service available with safety, luxury, and reliability for over 50 years. New state-of-the-art buses will make your trip relaxing and enjoyable, so don't delay. To charter a bus, call Suburban Transit today, 800-222-0492, or visit online at suburbantransit.com. Suburban Transit, driven with pride.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Closing things out here on the Mitch Henderson Show, 920 Fox Sports Radio The Jersey, as we guide you along through another week of Princeton Tigers basketball from Winberry's Restaurant and Bar. From right here in downtown Princeton. We've been having a great time being guests here at Winberry's Restaurant and Bar, located across from the University in Palmer Square. Winberry's has been a Princeton favorite for more than 30 years. Whether it's lunch, dinner, happy hour, their late night menu, or Sunday brunch, you'll find a good reason to become a regular here. Check them out online at princeton.winberrys.com. We'll be back here next Tuesday night at 6 o'clock to cover what hopefully will be a successful weekend of Tigers basketball as they take on Cornell and Columbia. And as Coach Henderson alluded to in our discussion with him, things have kind of changed in regards to of Cornell and Columbia since their trip through Princeton and Penn back in January. Both teams have played a little bit better, and certainly in terms of the record, both teams 3-5 now in Ivy League play. And when you look at Cornell, of course, for them, the key is what they can get out of Matt Morgan and Stone Gettings. Really, they're two key offensive stars. If those two play well, it can be very tough on the opposition. Then with Columbia, look a night later, and Luke Meisner, Mike Smith, those guys. And when you look at why Princeton was successful in the beginning of the Ivy League campaign, especially in those two games against Cornell and Columbia, those aforementioned players really did not get going. And then as a part of that, obviously the Tigers had a great deal of success offensively. Back on January the 12th, they defeated Columbia 72-56, and then against Cornell one night later, 91-54. It's interesting to note that this season in the Ivy League, there have not been a lot of blowouts at all. In fact, there have only been two games that were decided by 20 points or more, and the Tigers were involved in one of those in the 91-54 win over Cornell back on January the 13th. But a couple of principles and keys that you look out for in those games and to see if they'll transfer over to the games this weekend. And a big part of those wins for the Tigers, the quick starts. You start out 19-0 against Columbia, or excuse me, against Cornell, and then Columbia a night earlier, they started out 8-0. So you look at those two runs there, that really dictated how the game was played, and the Tigers were able to have a lot of success from that point on. So we'll see if the Tigers can carry that out, that level of success out on the road this week as they get ready. But as we were talking about, you look at the remaining portion of the season for the Tigers. For the last six on the road, it has been a challenge so far for the home teams, or for the road teams, to win in the opposing gymnasium so far in the Ivy League. But you have to think that trend will move backwards a little bit as this season wears on, because the second time in the league, second time around, a lot of times you see some of the results and things kind of change and shift. So we'll see if that holds true here for the rest of the way. But, you know, you look at the Tigers right now, they're one game out of the final spot. Yale and Brown are tied with a 4-4 mark, and that's why this weekend in particular is so huge. If the Tigers can find a way to come away with a weekend sweep of Columbia and Cornell, I think certainly that will alleviate some of the wounds from this past weekend in losing to Harvard and Dartmouth, because that will clear out some space, if you will, potentially between Columbia and Cornell and the Tigers. And that is important because, again, as we've said this season, it's been a little bit of a tricky proposition for teams at times over the last year plus on that Penn-Princeton swing, obviously with the rise of Penn and the success of the Tigers going back to last season and then in the beginning portion of this season. You wonder if that carries out. That will certainly move things around in the Ivy League. To be played without a look at action this weekend. Penn will be on the other end of that New York trip. They will take on Columbia, that one with a 7 p.m. start time. Meanwhile, Brown will take on Harvard, and that is an interesting game from this perspective. It was, I believe, late in the game last weekend, late in the weekend for Brown, where Desmond Cambridge, their exciting freshman, suffered an ankle injury, and he left the game, at least for a time, was unsure as to his status for the weekend. In his initial comments after the game, Mike Martin, the head coach of Brown, seemed to feel positive about Cambridge's availability from here on out. So we'll see if he's a part of the proceedings this coming weekend when Harvard takes on Brown. Meanwhile, Yale will head to Dartmouth. And again, you know, regardless of what folks think about how the Tigers played at Dartmouth, you look at the results for the Big Green and their building, they have been very tough in Leed Arena. There's no question about that. You look at the game a night earlier against Penn, three-point game, and they have the ball, and an errant pass led to a turnover, and that was the end of the game. You look at earlier this season against Harvard, close game again, a game that went to overtime. So they have played tight contests in their building. So this Ivy race has a long, long way to go. Even though things have not turned out the way that the Tigers would have liked here through the first half of the season, certainly a lot of basketball left to be played, and we will see just what the New York swing has in store for the Princeton Tigers from here on out. A reminder, you can join us each and every Tuesday night from Winberry's Restaurant and Bar as a part of the Mitch Henderson Show, as we will be with you throughout this Ivy League campaign, and certainly we'll have a lot to cover next Tuesday night from Winberry's Restaurant and Bar as we cover all of the action from the New York swing between the Cornell Big Red, the Columbia Lions, and the Princeton University Tigers. We will talk to you next week. Special thanks to Mitch Henderson, Amir Bell, and Will Gladson. Until next time, I'm Derek Jones, saying so long from Winberry's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton on The Mitch Henderson Show right here on Fox Sports Radio, 920 The Jersey. Have a good night, everybody.
Together, we're beating cancer, unlocking the mysteries of the brain, changing the way healthcare is provided, delivered, and imagined. Welcome to RWJ Barnabas Health, New Jersey's most comprehensive healthcare system, serving millions of people throughout New Jersey. So when it comes to your health and wellness, you're never alone. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbhinfo.org.
Nice try, Mother Nature. Rain? Sleet? Snow? Rookie moves. It's game day, and I'm not some fair weather fan. Give me all you got. Nothing stands between me and my team.
The 2017 Nissan Rogue. Available with intelligent all-wheel drive for the not-so-fair weather fans. Take on today. Nissan, proud partner of college athletics.
Tiger fans, be sure to catch all the action as Princeton men's basketball takes on Harvard Friday, February 23rd at 7 and Dartmouth Saturday, February 24th at 6. The first 500 fans in the door Friday night receive a free t-shirt. On Saturday, stop by the free bounce house and face painter. For tickets and more information, visit goprincetontigers.com/tickets or call 609-258-4TIX.
Hi, I'm Noah from Clean Eats Meal Prep, a company dedicated to providing you with delicious and healthy meals, perfectly portioned and delivered right to your door. Ready to enjoy for lunch at the office, dinner at home, or anywhere you like. Our menu of great tasting, nutritionist approved meals contains only the freshest and highest quality ingredients. Our meals aren't just the kind you want to eat. Our meals are also the kind that you know you should eat. Don't take my word for it. Place your order now at cleaneatsmealprep.com and see for yourself why everybody's going crazy for Clean Eats.
There it is, the brand spanking new Holy Mother of Awesome 4K Ultra HD TV. With a gazillion pixels of super crisp resolution, you can see it in your living room. And then you see the price. Your hopes are officially dashed. Don't let those big box retailers give you static. Swing by Rent-A-Center or go to rentacenter.com and get the big brands you want for small payments you can afford. All without credit. Rent-A-Center. Big brands. Small payments. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Broadcasting from the Princeton Orthopedic Associates Studios in the home of the Zach Gelb Show, this is Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
WNJE Trenton, Philadelphia.